Submarine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath.
I wanted to fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from
my good Friday morning. Mike McNamara for Friday edition of All Marine Radio, right here on the All Warrior Radio Network. Hope you're having a good morning, wherever you are. And you got big plans, big happy plans for August weekend coming up. Pretty shit week in the past, in the rearview mirror. And, gonna get shittier. Maybe today. Maybe it's already shittier. We just haven't heard about it yet. The, United States 7th Fleet in the Pacific is supposedly gonna conduct non-judicial punishment on members of the USS Fitzgerald. So we'll talk about that in a minute. That may be done. I haven't seen an additional story yet this morning as they are, in Australia, they're about 7 hours behind us and a day in front of us, so midnight there, tomorrow. So, they've already executed Friday, getting ready for Saturday. So, we'll see what today brings. USS Fitzgerald, preliminary inquiry, published yesterday, that deals with events after the collision. But the true story is the events before the collision. So we'll talk about that here in a minute. In the news is more veterans are identified as part of being these hate groups that not only showed up in Charlotte but have events planned around the country. So we'll talk about that. should that surprise us at all? The when we get into the early bird here in a minute, an absolutely stunning story that if it bears fruit, changes the whole face of Iraq. And that is that Saudis are in talks over an alliance with Iraq to return it to the Arab fold. Okay, so for those of you who've either fought in Iraq or paid attention to it, one of the most militant Shiite clerics is Muqtada al-Sadr. Not one of the most militant. He controls military units. He has not been a friend of the United States. He was in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, for talks with the Saudis. Okay, let me say that again. Muqtada al-Sadr was in Riyadh to talk with the Saudis. Okay, suck on that for a second. So we'll talk about that this morning. KC-130 Juliet, which is the newer version, the Tango version is the older version, lost pressure cabin, had to make an emergency descent with members of, first light air, anti-air defense squadron, the aircraft out of Miramar, and several members had to be treated for decompression sickness. So we'll talk about that a little bit as we get the day going. The Marine Corps War Memorial is going to go under a little bit of rehab, so we'll talk about that a little bit. Barcelona in the news. President meeting with his national security team. I believe they're up at Camp David searching for a way forward in Afghanistan. And so we'll see. We'll see about that. So big stuff going on. On the show today, we'll check in with the All Marine Radio head chef, Kim Holmes. I want to talk to Kim about food allergies, because I've got them. I have psoriasis. And so, it's an autoimmune disease which you have patches of skin that get to the surface very quickly. So there's all kinds of things that people do, tell you to do for it, blah, 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 blah. And then there's drugs out that say, if you take this, you will be susceptible to these kind of things. And you're like, oh, man. So, however, I've discovered in the last few years that I'm an intolerance for wheat. And I've kind of danced around it. And then I did a little experiment on myself last week. And I had rashes on top of rashes after consuming wheat. And so we'll talk to the, and I know that's not an uncommon malady. And, so we'll talk to him about it. We'll also, at 8 o'clock Pacific time, 11 o'clock Eastern, Alex Hollings going to join us. Alex, former Marine non-commissioned officer, currently a contributing editor at SoftRep. We wanted to have him on to talk earlier in the week about stupid white people. We got distracted in our conversation. Wound up talking about several other things. All very interesting stuff. If you haven't heard it, you ought to go listen to it. The Finnish media is reporting that several people have been wounded in a stabbing in the city of Turku in western Finland. So we'll continue to watch that. Incredible. Anyway, so Alex Holland is going to come back on. Again, as I alluded to before, veterans being identified, Marine veterans specifically, one a staff sergeant recruiter, another one, a corporal who was booted out of the Marine Corps and then went to prison. Again, I don't know that we should be surprised at any of that. I'm certainly not. You know, the military cross-section of our society, and we're not immune from the dropped-on-your-head-at-birth crew from joining our ranks. So it doesn't surprise me. Doesn't surprise me one bit. The ironic part is when you join the military, You know, we're a blended organization. And so, I find it amusing because that ain't what they're looking for. All right. That's not what they're looking for. And then after that, the gunner is going to join us. The gunner, if you listened yesterday, was not happy. He was trying to get his daughter who turned 21 an ID. He was going to be down at the ID place all day yesterday. Are you ready for this? He got to go back today. That's right. That's right. He's already been texting me. I said, "Why are you up so early?" He said, "Man, I'm ready to lose my mind." So anyway, so the program in a nutshell this morning: Whitney Houston sings the national anthem. Good morning to you. Ooh. absolutely annihilates that. Colleen sings this. She starts high school this week, next week.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans, wave us home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. Done, Dad.
Patrick and his friends sing this.
Can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
He was awake last night. He's trying to solve Afghanistan. Good luck on that one. Cloudy in 82 in Quantico. Mostly cloudy in 88 at Camp Lejeune. Mostly cloudy 77 in Granbury, Texas. Sunny in 55 in Big Timber, Montana. Sunny 76 in 29 Palms. Cloudy in 59 at Pendleton. Cloudy dark 77 at Camp Smith in Hawaii. Mostly clear 85 in Okinawa, 100 degrees in Raqqa, so it's cleared off. It's cooled off in Syria a little bit. 68 degrees under cloudy skies at the home of All Marine Radio. Looking for 77 beautiful degrees in sunny Southern California. That's right. That's why you invite your family in June and your friends in August. When we come back, we're going to talk to the All Marine Radio head chef. Food allergies, man. What do I eat if I can't eat wheat? Are you kidding me? That's a disaster. Donuts, cookies, peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Secretary of State just announced one American was killed in Spain. More of All Marine Radio next.
Hi, Josh Groomer, General Manager at PS Garage Doors. Customers often ask me, what does the PS stand for? Prompt service. Winter weather can cause problems like your garage door not opening or you and your car being stuck outside in the cold. For fast and reliable service, call 772-DOOR. PS Garage Doors is always ready to react to whatever snowball winter throws at your door. We are here to keep your door running all winter long. For your convenience, we offer 24-hour local emergency service in the Grand Forks area. PS Garage Doors for all your garage door needs. Call 772-DOOR or visit us online at psgaragedoors.com.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Yeah, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, BattleMug.com.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the SOC community should be aware of.
The Global SOC Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Welcome
7:21 here on the West Coast on a Friday. Weekend's coming up. Joining me is the All Marine Radio head chef, Kim Holmes. Kim, good morning to you.
Greetings, everyone.
I forgot.
How's it going today?
I forgot to play your big intro. Sorry about that.
Oh, no, that's okay. That's okay.
You're not a big intro kind of guy.
Good morning, Marines. Up, big, bad, beautiful rocket ship up in that stratosphere. Let me hear you loud and clear. Hey, mommy-os. Hey, daddy-os. This is your astronaut, Kimbo. I'm back on the scene in the Mac machine, going ooh-poopy-dooby-doo-wah, ooh-poopy-doo, ooh-poopy-doo, ooh-poopy-dooby-doo-wah, wah-wah. Yeah. Welcome.
Yeah, maybe I should play maybe I should play it next time. The I want to talk to you about food allergies. You know, I've been told by different people who eat very clean that my psoriasis might be caused by wheat. You know, and I'm like, no, blah 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 blah. Well, I don't know if it's caused by wheat, but it's certainly made worse by wheat. So I did a little experiment on myself. I ate a fair amount of wheat last week. And, man, I had rashes on my rashes. So I get a skin reaction to it. And I was like, holy smokes. Now, as you've been preparing food for a long time,
yes.
What would you do when people come in and they say, I'm allergic to this, I'm allergic to that, could you make this without this? Is that hard? Is that something you just get accustomed to when you run a restaurant?
Well, it's something you need to get accustomed to because allergies are serious business and people can get very, very sick and you definitely don't want them sick in your joint. So you ask them, what can they eat? And they tell you, and then you think up standing at the table, well, could you eat this? And then you tell them what spices you're using, whether you're using rice or pasta or whatever it is, or just vegetables. I have people that come in and say, I don't want any pasta, I don't want any rice, wheat, or corn. Just make me a stir fry. And then I have to say, well, can you eat soy sauce in the stir fry? Can you eat hot sauce? What are you tolerant of? You would just want olive oil, salt, and pepper, and some herbs. I mean, you have to quiz them pretty hard to find out what they can eat, because generally, most people that have allergies have a real good clue of what's wrong. And you're not the doctor, you're a cook, and so you have to absolutely cook to their specifications, and it shouldn't be any problem for any chef to do that. It's not something you poo-poo if somebody comes in and says, I'm gluten-free. And for a chef to say, oh, that's just a trend, well, that's bullshit. Because there are people that have gluten that need to be gluten-free and not have gluten in their diet, whether it's bread or pasta or cakes or whatever it is that they're eating. And so you have to be aware of what has gluten and what doesn't. So you, as a chef, you have to, or a cook, you have to go to school a little bit and pay attention to these allergies, because it could be very serious. I've taken Beth to the hospital, emergency room, because she can't breathe. But, you know, there are things you have to pay attention to. And Beth is very good at it. She watches her diet very well. And she knows her limitations. She told me that when she was out, we were doctoring in Minneapolis for her allergies from the salon. They said, well, you reintroduce things in little bits. And bye-bye, honey. And it's not anything you take lightly. And if you have a doctor, you go to the doctor and you say, okay, I need testing for allergies. I mean, I really can't address that. The individual has to seek it from a doctor who deals with allergies. And so, you know, they're very serious. As a chef, I pay attention to what people have, and they generally tell me what they can eat and what they shouldn't eat. And you try to cook accordingly. But, you know, if you're getting blowed up by eating too much wheat, then my guess is you have a wheat allergy, and if your skin breaks out or whatever, so you have to cut that out altogether and not eat anything that has wheat in it. And as hard as that may seem, you find out the foods you can eat that have fiber in it. And you go that direction. And then if, you know, you get a hankering for a burger, okay, have a burger. But you don't eat burgers every day, and you just pay attention.
My nephew has Crohn's disease, and, you know, he'll go, I was asking, actually he was playing baseball down here, and so his dad and I went to get something to eat. He says, we have to go to In-N-Out because I have to get Joe something. Joe's my nephew. I said, why In-N-Out? He said, well, they make a wrap, which is, I want to say like romaine lettuce, because it's romaine lettuce a little bit sturdier, right? Is romaine what you use?
Yes, romaine, yes. Yes, it is.
You use that in Caesar salad, right? And so,
yes.
So I think they use romaine lettuce in their wraps, and then inside they'll have a hamburger and whatever else you want on it, but without any bread. So it's essentially a hamburger with no bread. And so there's more and more restaurants that have, I guess you don't really discover that till you find out you do have some kind of intolerance. But wheat, man, are you kidding me? Cake, pie, come on, man. That's crazy. That's crazy talk.
Beth's making your mom's cherry pie today for her nephew.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad we could talk about it. Hey, Mac,
yeah.
Is Kim channeling his inner Wolfman Jack this morning?
Yeah, baby.
The fact that you would know that means you're old, so welcome to the club.
Yeah, baby.
The Midnight Special, Wolfman Jack.
Oh, baby, we are on from midnight to 6 a.m. Spinning the oldies but goodies. Can you dig it, baby? Can you dig it?
Wow. That, you know what, he does actually a good impression of him. What, have you ever had anybody had an allergic reaction in your restaurant? I would imagine you have.
Oh, yeah.
That's
something they didn't tell me they should. And they buffed up and called the ER, and they came and took them and took care of them. But yeah, it scares the hell out of you if you're in the restaurant and somebody gets a reaction to some kind of food. And there are some people that don't tell you squat, and they're just eating away, and all of a sudden they get all puffy and blowed up. Some people have allergies to shellfish, and they get, you talk about getting freaked out, their face gets doubles
man.
In size almost, you know, they get all puffy, and it just scares you to death. So people should know what they can tolerate and what they can't, because today with all the preservatives and chemicals in processed food today, you have no idea what you're eating. I mean, oh yeah, it's organic. Organic my ass sometimes. I mean, you really have to pay attention to your body and I'm not trying to be a freak anybody out, but I mean, you do have to pay attention because they use a lot of weird stuff in processing food. Whether, I was at my old restaurant, it's called by a different name, and Beth ordered mashed potatoes, the garlic mashed potatoes, and they came and she ate them. They were delicious. She got home, she blew up like a balloon. She said, and had a headache for 2 days. And I says, what the? You know, what happened? There's something on this. What about, ask Joe about those potatoes. So I said, Joe, you still buying 50 pounds at a time and peeling the potatoes? Oh, no. I've got this new process. I buy already peeled potatoes, so I don't have to waste the time. I said, do you know that they have to put some kind of solution on those potatoes so they don't turn brown after they're peeled? And it's some sodium. I have no freaking idea what it is, but I can't imagine living in this part of the world and not peeling Red River red potatoes. They're 50 pounds for $15, for Christ's sakes. You can't buy them any better. And so you have the dishwasher or pet cooks come in, they peel the potatoes, they put them in water, and get them ready for the next day.
Right.
And you change the water when you boil them. And then they don't get black spots. But these things are in a solution. So I said, Joe, shame on you. You know there's a solution. Oh, man, there's so much. And I said, well, how much they cost? $18 for 10 pounds of peeled potatoes. I went off on a square rampage on him. I said, you know, I didn't even, can't tell you what I said. It was laziness. That's what the bottom line is.
Why? But I mean, if he can lower his overhead by doing that, can he not have somebody come in to peel potatoes? Can he save labor on it? I mean, I understand the I understand the motivation if it's easier, but the bottom line is and that takes you back to your original point, which is you got to know what's in the food that you consume, especially once you know that your human ecosystem is a little bit more fragile.
Yeah, I can guarantee you if Joe would have said, these potatoes, I buy them whole peeled in 10-pound bags, and I would have questioned it and says, what do you mean? What solutions are there? And I would have made him tell me or find out the solution. And I can guarantee you, Beth would not have eaten those potatoes.
Right.
Period. And so, it's just, something for me. You get 50 pounds for $15. Okay? You buy 10 pounds for $18. So you multiply, 18 times 10 times, that's $180 you're paying for 50 pounds of peeled potatoes. And I can guarantee you, it doesn't take somebody more than an hour, half an hour to an hour, depending on how skilled they are, to peel 50 pounds of potatoes. So, I think that's laziness, that's not economics. And that's just my opinion, and I'm sticking to it, because I was just very disappointed in Joe. But anyway, that's another story. But
exactly.
You have to ask these.
Wow, poor Joe. What the hell?
Hey, I'm not happy.
You're not happy?
Well,
okay. Right.
But we love
Joe. Everybody's got to learn, right?
I love Joe to pieces. And they had a Sunday brunch. They're going to start doing Sunday brunches. So they invited me to be a tester. And I had a great time, and I critiqued them. And overall, it's going to be a fabulous brunch. I'm not mad at Joe. I just thought it was lame.
Yeah.
I told him so.
All right.
The
updated story.
I don't want you guys wasting my time peeling potatoes. Okay, so you pay $50 a...
Okay, hold on. We gotta get off the potato thing. Okay, I wanna leave Joe alone and let me just update the story. One American killed, and then one injured in the attack in Barcelona. The initial reports in the attack that happened today in Finland is that there was a man wielding a knife. He was shouting Allahu Akbar, and multiple people are injured as a knife wielding man goes on a rampage multiple people are injured after a knife-wielding attacker reportedly went on a rampage in Finland, sparking terror attack fears. Armed police officers are said to have shot the suspect in the leg after he allegedly started stabbing people in the city of Turku this afternoon. So, as he did so, he apparently screamed, Allah Akbar. Just so everybody knows, when you hear somebody yell, Allah Akbar, run, okay?
Run.
No, don't even duck. Just run. Just get away. And there's not one bit of humor in that.
I'm not laughing.
Yeah, no, it's just, it's awful. And again, I said yesterday, and I'll say it again. There will never be enough time on this planet or in eternity for me to understand preying on innocent people. And I don't know where that comes from, out of this crazy Islamic fundamentalist thing, that we're going to go kill innocent people, and somehow or other that makes some kind of a statement. I think it's just pathetic. You have people yesterday in Barcelona, which is a beautiful city, an estimated 250,000 people a day are on that thoroughfare that is designed for tourists, and shops, coffee shops, delis, all that stuff that you see in a tourist destination city like Barcelona. And somebody decides they're going to drive a van between 50 and 60 miles an hour and just run over people and keep going. And it's just incredible. When you do that to innocent people that have not done anything to you, so it's
right.
It's sad. And anyway, all right, we have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue our discussion. Maybe we won't, about allergies. More of a, hold on, here's an email. Hey Mac, I have the same allergy and it sucks. Wheat is a staple of our diet. I mean, we grow up, we eat toast. We eat cream tuna on toast. We eat French bread. We eat cookies. We eat cake. Everything we have has wheat. Hell, even oatmeal comes from wheat. Does it? So it truly sucks when you can't tolerate wheat. I had a similar experience. I wasn't like that as a kid. I was pretty much a garbage can. I could eat anything. But I'm not sure something changed in my teens, and I originally thought it was some kind of skin condition, and then I found out it was my diet, that I wasn't as tolerant anymore as I was when I was a kid, and so I had to modify my diet. In-N-Out does make great burgers without buns. I would recommend them highly. And if you look around, you can find other places that make things that are just as good without wheat. So good luck. It'll be a little bit of trial and error, but trust me, you'll get through it. Well, you know what? Nice to know. That's nice to know.
I have a few questions. I have a few things to say about no bread and food with no bread. So
yeah, I'm not looking forward to
that. Take a break and we'll talk about it when we come back.
I'm a bread and butter guy. I love that stuff. Kim used to make it. I used to suck that stuff down. One of my favorite hors d'oeuvres. More of All Marine Radio coming up next right here on the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it. This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts at 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug, scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, BattleMug.com.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the SOF community should be aware of.
The Global SOF Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marine.
MilitaryByOwner.com is an excellent resource for any military family moving to a new area. We found a ton of homes to choose from and purchased a house 8 days later. This was the only site I used. Thanks, Military by Owner.
Are you PCSing? Do you need to find a home near a military base quickly? With over 45,000 listings and 15 years of experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base, MilitaryByOwner.com can help. Military by Owner. Proven and dependable.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Help a coffee with the first sunlight. At a last chance,
country music always good, good for the soul.
Yes, it is.
On Friday, Kim's not much of a country guy, though. Do you listen to any country music?
I beg your pardon?
Who's your favorite country artist?
Who's my favorite? Willie Nelson.
Really?
Contemporary country artist, and all the way back to Patsy Cline. He did Patsy Cline's first hit.
Who knew? I knew you liked Patsy Cline, though.
Oh, I love Patsy Cline. You know, I have to tell you a story about when I was hitchhiking the day after Christmas from Hagerstown, Maryland to Victorville, California. And I'm west of St. Louis. Same day I started, it's after midnight. I'm standing on the interstate under the last light, and I have a sign held up that was back in the 70s, there was an art form to hitchhiking, and it said L.A., and this guy screeches to a halt in front of me, and he says, "You got a driver's license, boy?" I said, "Yes." "You got any money?" "No, that's why I'm hitchhiking." He says, "Well, I want to drive straight through. Can you drive?" I said, "Yes, sir, I can." I jumped in. And we drove straight. He dropped me off at Victorville. He was heading to San Bernardino, to the Palomino Country Western Bar. And in his car was a 59 Plymouth Fury with a square steering wheel, and the transmission was a push button in the dashboard. And we drove at breakneck speed, and drinking coffee, beer, and my first introduction to country music. He had an 8-track, and he had George Jones, Waylon Jennings, Patsy Cline, Willie Nelson. He had every single Charlie Pride, everybody. And that was my intro, and he had a dozen 8-tracks, and we listened to them one after another. And I got out of that car, and I was the country western fan. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
The somebody sent me a link. Mac, read this story. What do you think? This is from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. The headline is, "Veteran Lithia Springs High teacher shoots self at school, classes canceled." And my problem with the story is, you know, I talk about one of the problems that we deal with in life today is that, and one of the reasons you're seeing these white supremacist idiots on TV is because sex sells, you know, and, you gotta get those clicks in order to, you know, be able to show your advertisers that, that you're worth the money. And so let's put the dropped on your head at birth crew on TV and in the newspaper as much as possible so we can, you know, it's clickbait. So the original headline is, hold on, let me get, he kind of walks me through, you know, validating something I said earlier in the program.
Yeah.
And let me, hold on. Let me find it. Maybe I won't find it. I can't find it. Anyway, it was teacher shoots self in class. Okay? Well, the story is, And then you hear this, hear the story highlights under, and they occur in this order. The teacher who has been in with Douglas County school system for 18 years shot himself in his classroom. He made his way to another part of the school, and another teacher found him. He was flown to a local hospital. He is stable. Now, this is the last bullet of four bullets. No students saw the shooting. No students were injured. So, evidently, early Thursday morning, this teacher walked into his classroom, pulled out a handgun, shot himself, and I don't know if missed or flinched or whatever, but he's not dead. He's in stable condition. Now, but the story is written so you don't find that out till the end of the story. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's, you know, so anyway, it's to me one of the, so anyway, where were we?
We were talking about,
you had a comment to make about, you had a comment to make about,
If you go into certain restaurants, they'll have something called a lettuce wrap.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And like it could be chopped up chicken or hamburger or whatever you want. It's usually in an Asian restaurant and it's an appetizer and, they're delicious. But they can also, I've seen it in other restaurants where you can get everything that you can, but it's wrapped in romaine or green leaf or a combination of the two. So it all wraps around. You can eat it without getting it all down the front of your shirt or dress or whatever.
Right.
So there are ways like that to have a sandwich, if you're, we grow up eating bread, for gosh sakes. And, so when you get bread allergies and you can't eat gluten, you have to, pay attention, but there are things you can do to substitute that.
Okay. Can I ask you a stupid question?
Sure.
What is gluten? And is gluten, if it's something's gluten-free, does it mean it's wheat-free that I could eat it?
Yeah, gluten-free, yeah, you can eat gluten-free.
But if it's gluten-free, does that mean it's wheat-free? For instance, pasta.
Yes, it means it's wheat-free. Like you can have a gluten-free pizza. And that means the crust does not have wheat in it. Gluten is a binder.
Yeah, but so to me it can be gluten-free, and that's the binder, but it still could have wheat in it.
No. No.
Okay, let me read you this. The term gluten is popping up everywhere, and the topic can be downright confusing at times. The terms wheat and gluten are often used interchangeably, but they are not the same thing. Gluten is a protein that is found in wheat, barley, and rye. While all wheat contains gluten, not all gluten comes from wheat.
Oh.
Okay, so let me, it goes. The term gluten-free has shed its reputation as a diet trend and is now a household term thanks to the rising number of people with gluten sensitivities and celiac disease. Am I saying that right? Celiac disease?
Celiac disease, yes.
However, gluten-free and wheat-free are often used interchangeably when they aren't the same thing at all. Mixing up these terms not only creates confusion, but it also has the potential to create serious health problems for those who are sensitive to gluten. Hey, what about those that are sensitive of us that are sensitive to wheat? What is gluten-free diet? Let's clear up the main difference between wheat and gluten right away. Gluten is a protein found in many grains, including wheat, while wheat is simply a grain that contains gluten. A gluten-free diet will be free from wheat and all grains, processed foods that contain gluten, but a wheat-free diet will not necessarily be free of gluten. That makes sense?
Yeah. And Beth just said she has to stay away from rye also.
Rye bread? Because it has gluten.
And any soy product.
So, anyway, so bottom line is you got to get smart about these things because that's what my understanding was. Gluten is a binder. But it's actually it's actually a protein in wheat. So something could be gluten free, still contain wheat, celiac disease, blah 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 blah. Anyway, and then it has a whole bunch of things, and there's more and more products. What is a wheat free diet? Wheat free diet isn't a gluten free diet. It's a diet free from products containing wheat. Therefore, foods that contain gluten are still permitted as long as they're wheat free. Some people are allergic or sensitive to wheat but can tolerate other gluten-containing foods just fine. This is more common in North America where the wheat is processed differently. Most wheat available in the U.S. today is called dwarf wheat, a hybrid version of wheat that was developed in the 1960s. The problem with dwarf wheat, which may be linked to increasing sensitivities and allergies, is that it's higher in phytic acid, a protective coating found on grains that is difficult for our bodies to digest. That's me. I'm just kidding. So I need old core wheat.
There you go, Dr. Mac.
I need old core wheat Wonder Bread. I used to be able to do the white breads. Now, come on, man. Now they do all this fancy stuff with it. And then they dye it to make it look like wheat. And, anyway. Wow. What did she say?
What was that, Beth? Oh, cider beers have got to be popular. They're gluten free.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, first of all, thanks for joining us this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
I feel bad for Joe now. We kind of beat him up.
No, we don't. I got to go in there and I'll talk it over with him.
You'll have a therapy. You'll have a therapy session.
No, I'll have a therapy session with one of my young boys.
Your son.
Yeah. All right. I love that kid.
All right.
And I'm not going to get in his chin.
All right.
Beth was making your cherry pie today.
I love that.
You heard that.
Kathleen.
Kathleen's cherry pie, Beth.
get it right.
And you know what, Mac?
Right.
I get to eat a piece tomorrow night.
It's awesome. Is it a good pie or what?
Hey, it's the pie in my eye.
The pie in my eye. What makes it good? Email. What makes a good cherry pie? Cinnamon.
Yes.
Yeah. Go for
cinnamon's
it.
In there.
That's right. All right, bud. I will talk to you later.
Hey, take care. Thank you.
Yep. Peace. The Kim Holmes. We're gonna take a break. Alex Hollings. We're gonna talk about crazy white people coming up next on a Friday edition of All Marine Radio right here on the All Warrior Radio Network. Are you looking for the perfect gift for somebody who's in the military? For a first responder? For a hunter? For an outdoorsman? Or somebody that just likes cool military stuff? I've got the perfect gift for you. The Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. BattleMug.com.